Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is the Lamp and Light broadcast coming to you from Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry that takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is, to men as they are, without compromise or apologies, while at the same time speaking the truth in love, giving the lamp and light to all. Yesterday in our study of Revelation chapter 8, we were taught that as a righteous person prays, the Holy Spirit searches his soul and makes his sin known to him and intercedes for him to God. Let's continue with that thought today. And now, here is our teacher and radio pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
In Proverbs chapter 15, verse 8, it says, "The sacrifice of the wicked is an abomination to the Lord, but the prayer of the upright is his delight." Now, as much as a wicked person's prayer is abominable, doesn't want to hear his voice even, turns his stomach, the prayer of an upright man just delights his soul. In Proverbs 28, verse 9, it says, "He that turneth away his ear from hearing the law, even his prayer shall be an abomination." Someone who turns his ear, in other words, quits obeying the Word of God, quits hearing the Word of God, just won't have anything to do it, won't live by it. God says, when a person like that begins praying unto me, their prayer is an abomination. Our prayers are not to be flippant. Our prayers are given the sweet incense of the golden altar via the Holy Spirit of God. In Romans 8, 26 and 27, we read this, "Likewise, the Spirit also helpeth our infirmities. For we know not what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit itself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searcheth the hearts knoweth what is the mind of the Spirit, because he maketh intercession for the saints according to the will of God." Now, I've heard of people that lay on their bodies, on their bellies, and on their face, just laid out prostrate, making groans. And people say, oh, yes, they're slanting the Spirit or they're praying in the Spirit. Well, it's not your body and it's not your voice box that's making the groans that cannot be uttered. Remember, when it says it cannot be uttered, that means that a human being cannot utter it. It's something that only God himself can utter. And it's not being uttered for your benefit. Remember when Jesus was praying at the tomb of Lazarus, and the voice of God spake? And my friend, that was to let man know that it was for their sakes that God let them hear this voice. But here, the Holy Spirit is searching the heart of a believer, and oh, he sees those hidden things of darkness. And he begins to intercede before the throne with groanings. And as those things go up before the Lord, those prayers, those needs that deal with that issue of the heart are sent. Not only the cleansing, but the revelation to the believer himself. And so the believer sees these things in his heart as they're revealed. And he repents, and he brings them under the blood of Jesus Christ. And so, that happens as a believer is submitted to Christ. As he is willing to suffer with him and to walk with him and to allow Christ to live his life through him. But again, that little teaching there shows the importance of prayer, that even the Holy Spirit offers up prayers before the Father for us. The brazen altar pictured Christ dying for sinners. But this golden altar of incense in the Holy of Holies pictures the approach of someone who has been forgiven. That is, one who is already saved. And because it's placed in the Holy of Holies, it tells us that the grounds of approaching the Lord is holiness. Is that not why Jesus taught to pray, "Forgive us our debts. Forgive us our trespasses." And yes, we confess unto God all our sin, with the idea of forsaking those. In Hebrews chapter 4, verses 14 through 16, we read this: "Seeing then that we have a great high priest that has passed into the heavens, Jesus the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. For we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly into the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need." Now, that is a present description. You know, in time of need has the idea of even at the very last moment. Don't lose faith, my friend. You carry those things to Him, because Jesus Christ is our high priest. He was in human form. He was subjected to the things that we're subjected to, so He knows what you feel. And so come boldly to the throne of grace. Why? Because we have a merciful, sympathizing Savior, that when a person comes to Him with a right heart, He is ever willing to forgive as well as to forget. Now, there's one other picture this gives us, and that is the Lord Jesus Christ interceding for us. In chapter 7, verse 25, we read this: "Wherefore He," that is Jesus, "is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by Him, seeing He ever liveth to make intercession for them." I've had people say, "Boy, I live for this. I live maybe to play ball. I live to eat. Or I live to do something else." Jesus Christ lives to intercede for His children. And as a result, He is able to save the guttermost to the uttermost, to cleanse them from that sin, that they might be used of Him. What a great God that we have. What a great Savior that we have. In Hebrews 9:24 it says, "For Christ is not entered into the holy places made with hands, which are the figures of the true, but into heaven itself, now to appear in the presence of God for us." Isn't that profound? Jesus, Almighty God in the flesh, appears in the Holy of Holies, not of an earthly tabernacle, but in the Holy of Holy of Heavens. In the Holy of Holies of Heaven, He appears. In the presence of the Father, God, who is the Spirit. And He appears there for us. What a Savior. What a God. But oh, my friend, what a ministry Christ has still today. Now, that takes us on to verse 5. Because now we see Christ initiating judgment. "And the angel took the censer and filled it with fire of the altar and cast it into the earth. And there were voices and thunderings and lightnings and an earthquake. Oh, how different than verse 1 when there was silence for the space of half an hour. As the incense is burned on the fire, the saint may feel the crushing and burning, but the sweetness comes to the Lord's nostrils, and he responds. It is important, my friend, that we wait on the Lord. Watch and pray, he answers in his time. Do you realize that idea of watch and pray? Watch has the idea of a guard who stands on the city wall, maybe in that tower, and he surveys the land outside the city gates. And he's always looking for the threat, for the enemy. Watch and pray. Ask God to direct your vision, to be able to discern the deceitful, the lie, the evil, the wrong, and to avoid it. Watch and pray. That's our responsibility. Watch and pray. The golden censer, which had the prayers of the saints, is now used after the saints' prayers ascend up from the censer to bring his judgment on the earth. Isn't that interesting? The censer, which provided the sweet savor, that censer that brings a response from our Lord and gives answers to the prayer, is the same censer that is now being used to pour out judgment. And he mentions fire. Now, fire in this sense is a sense of judgment. God is a consuming fire, we're told in Hebrews 12:29. And God is going to judge. In Deuteronomy 4:23, it says, take heed to yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make you a graven image, or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee. In other words, the Lord is going to judge those that go against his commandments. He is a consuming fire. Now, this mighty angel, whom I think is Christ, cast this golden censer to the earth. The idea is of violently throwing it down. He simply is not happy about what they've done to his people in the tribulation who have received Christ. This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD or cassette tape of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name, mailing address, the radio station by which you are listening, the date of the broadcast, and a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. We also welcome your comments on the broadcast and Bible questions. Again, you may write us at the same address, which is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us on the web at www.centralbaptistocala.org. No breaks. Click to the lamp and light. Again, that web address is www.centralbaptistocala.org with no breaks. This is your announcer, Jerry Banks, saying may God's peace be with all that are in Christ Jesus.